Tom and I are on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, again, congratulations.
Thanks, Schulte.
Had there been a tournament last year, that would have been this would have been your third back-to-back trip to the NCAA tournament. Is back-to-back any harder than getting here once is?
I don't know.
Getting once is hard enough.
Yeah, exactly, Schulte. And sometimes, obviously, if you got a good cycle of players, though, they're you have those chances of getting back-to-back. And, you know, we just got a really good group of players right now. And, you know, they're experienced in year two right now. They're experienced. And I think that, that adds a lot.
To get here, you can't have any real long stretches of not playing well. In your mind, what led to your consistency this year?
Well, I think we were, obviously we had some issues early, and like a lot of people, but I think once we got rolling and there was consistency, we had no COVID pauses, I think that really helped.
At some point, for every team here, you move on from happy to be here to, all right, it's time to get to work. This year has been unlike any of the previous trips to the national tournament for you. You've only had two practices since the late state game. Does that lead to any anxiety to you or not?
Not really. Schulte, this is month 4.5 or 5, whatever it is. And, we got to remember, we had a long stretch of games, as you know, starting with Mankato and then Huntsville and then Lake Superior State, then Tech in the playoffs. So this isn't all that bad to have a little bit of rest.
All of your players this year have said that they've got unfinished business to take care of. And I feel really bad for your seniors last year. Like I said, they would have been here. Last year's players make this year's possible, just like Andrew Murray, Brendan Cook, and that group made the next year playing Wisconsin possible, right?
Absolutely. And again, you stand on the shoulders of the players who played before you.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerutori. On to Wisconsin. Cole Caulfield is good, Tom. He's put up some gaudy numbers. They got a bunch of other puzzle pieces, too, though. Do his goals impress you more, or the number of assists that he's gotten, the playmaking stuff that he can make for other guys too?
Well, he's a dangerous player. I mean, he's a top 10, top 15 NHL draft pick. He's going to have a long tenure in the National Hockey League. That just tells you something about the player.
Their top two lines have 180 points this year. You can't line match, but what other things can a coach do in situations like this, utilizing TV timeouts, all that other stuff, to get some favorable matchups for you?
Well, they're going to play their better players probably, their top two lines more, and we're going to have to make sure that we got to see who's cooking, and whoever's cooking, they're going to get a little more ice, and we got to see who's out there, and then whoever's out there for them, we got to come back with somebody who we feel is going to be is going to match well against the next lineup.
TV timeouts today are 2 minutes. That's twice as long as what the regular season is. Fourth lines don't play a ton in these kind of games. And I thought your fourth line has led to some great energy for you down the stretch here. How can you make sure that they're getting some ice time too?
Again, everything, you got to play it by ear, Schulte. I got to see how the complexion of the game is going, and I think you just got to make sure you make decisions on the cuff.
How have those three improved at that role over the last month?
Well, I think they've all played a lot of hockey, and we've had so many injuries this year. Those guys have been put in different roles and different situations where they've had to play, and I think once you've played, you get experience, and once you have experience, you're comfortable.
Tom, every team, when they get to this point of the year, they play well with leads. How does the game change if you've got the lead 5-10 minutes in? How does it change if you don't?
Well, again, you don't want to be playing too much catch-up hockey. I mean, if you're down a goal, I mean, that's obviously, it's something that psychologically you're fine with. But once once you're down two, it's an uphill battle, as we all know. And, you feel it, but you still got to keep going. But, boy, it's sure nice playing with a lead in these games.
This game features the top power play in the country theirs, the top penalty kill in the country yours. Might that be a moot point since historically, not a whole lot of penalties are called this time of year?
Yeah, who knows, though, Schulte. All it takes is, you get two or three penalties, and, it's obviously the power play against the penalty kill. And obviously, from our standpoint, you want to put zeros up, and they want to get something. So, yeah, I mean, there might not be a lot of power plays, but the ones that they have, they're going to be important to both teams.
Goalies can steal games this time of year. Zach Driscoll, to me, is one of the most normal goalies, pretty even keel. How does a goalie's temperament kind of carry over to the rest of the team too?
Well, I think it's just that confidence that people have in Driskey, and we've had him for 3 years, and he's been a key member to our team, and we've watched him win a lot of hockey games for us, and he's been a key to our success.
Best of luck today, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.